Guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful New York City of CSL podcast, man. Today is another beautiful episode, and we're going to be diving into the decision-making process. We got some listening today, but I do have a couple of idioms, okay? Now, remember, I had idiom podcasts. Oh, my God. I think the last idiom podcast I did was 2 years ago, and you guys absolutely loved those podcasts. Thank you so, so much. Again, much appreciation for listening to that. And it's been a while. It's been a while since I did those TOEFL ITP podcasts in terms of, you know, building up my reputation in TOEFL ITP 2 years ago. Now, I don't really focus on that because I have the courses there and then that's the end of that. But we have a couple of things that we're going to be hearing in terms of General Motors. All right, GM, if you don't know them. Now, you guys already know how I feel about big companies, especially big environmentally polluting companies, but we're going to be listening to these clowns. I'm sorry, this company, one of the biggest ones in the world, talking about an industrial dispute, political instabilities, and a product recall. But here we go. I'm going to give you a couple of things. The first one, jump to conclusions. Okay, jump to conclusions. Now, I don't know if you may have heard this before, but this is literally deciding too quickly without considering all the facts. If you listen to my TOEFL IBT or if you do this in your speaking question one, this is going to get you some real good points. All right. And me, to be honest with you, no, I am not hot-headed, but with people who are depreciative, I don't even know if that is a word, just created one, of my time, I do jump to conclusions and hurry up and say, you know what, God damn it, and I go crazy. But then when I actually get all the facts, I'm like, oops, I kind of, you know, this happened or that happened. It's kind of like when people are very rude, you know, I jump to conclusions very quick. Remember, I've been living in Thailand for 10 years and I'm like, ah, you're a racist. But then I don't do that anymore because now I say to myself, maybe she's dealing with a lot of things personally. Maybe she's not looking at me. She's looking at herself through her own mirror. There are a number of different things that can unfold, okay, when it comes to these specific, you know, in terms of life and human interaction and development, right? And so I try not to jump to conclusions, and I'm very happy that my wife and I, we didn't. We're going to be doing a pre-wedding photo shoot coming up this weekend, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And me, I jumped to conclusions very quickly with the hotel because they were quickly trying to hurry up and make a profit from us. And I say, you know what? They were like, oh no, if you want to take photos, you have to pay an extra $300. I said, the fuck at? And I said nothing. I just told her, I said, hey, you know what? Okay, let's go find another place. But we were so busy at the time, we didn't find anything. Then they called her and said, okay, how about 150? And then they called back again. Okay, listen, how about you just give us some of the photos you get and then so that we could share it? I was like, you bitches just try making a lot of money. I got a lot of words. But you know what? At the same time, well, you know, calm down, Arsenio. Don't go black on them. Okay, don't let that side come out. You are a good old American. Don't show that black side. Don't show it. So jumping to conclusions. Now, the ball is in their court. That means you are waiting for someone else to make a decision. I do this very quickly. Remember, when I handle worrying situations, I hurry up and I tackle them head on. And I'm like, okay, let me hurry up and give you your ultimatum, basically what I have for you. And now the ball is on your court. And I like to do this kind of every day, not in a bad situation, but with a lot of my students, I hurry up and send all the messages and grade the essays. I do this, I do that. And so that the ball's on their court. So when I wake up in the morning, I am clean. I don't have to send any messages. I could dive right into my meditation, do my little energy question thing and go from there. Does that make sense? Anyways, okay. When a decision finally has to be made, when it comes to the crossroads, that's another one. And again, sit on the fence. That means to refuse to support either side in an argument. When you're sitting on the fence, right? Because one leg is over here, one leg is over here. So you're technically neutral, okay? And some people, I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't hear that type of stuff, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't come across those different types of things. I haven't been in those types of situations for years already. But it's an idiom for you. So with that being said, people, we're going to be diving into some really, really good stuff coming up here right now. We're going to be first listening to An Industrial Dispute and Sorry Ash GM. Let's hear how they use these idioms, and we're going to go from there. 3, 2, 1.
Meeting one.
Right, as you know, our last offer to the union was a 3% pay rise and a 2-hour reduction in the working week to be gradually phased in over the next 18 months. The ball is now firmly in their court. Ragnar, do you have any idea which way they'll vote?
Word is they'll turn it down. In fact, they might even be considering taking industrial action.
A strike?
I don't know, Dan. It's a possibility.
With the current backlog of orders, a strike's the last thing we need.
Now, let's not jump to conclusions. They haven't announced the result of the vote yet.
My sources are usually accurate, Per.
Look, time is short. If the vote goes against us, I want us to be able to come straight back with an improved offer. So let's put our heads together and see what we can come up with.
So this honestly happens a lot in Europe with trains, strikes and stuff like that. I think there was a train crash in Greece, and then there were strikes. There are a lot of different strikes. I don't know. For some reason, it always happens in Europe. You know, and it has to deal a lot with unions, too. And it always has to deal with trains. Or there could be strikes, of course, in Taiwan. Oh, was it in Taiwan with EVA Air, or was it Cathay Pacific? I'm pretty sure it was Taiwan. You do a strike out there in Hong Kong, your ass gonna be toast. Hey, yeah, I ain't got no rights, no more. Okay. But in Taiwan, I think there were some protests. And then there were women that ended up being exposed and they ended up being fired because they said, you cannot participate. Man, I could be wrong. I think that's what happened with Cathay Pacific. And this was happening before COVID. No, that had to be EVA Air. That was absolutely EVA Air because I remember that distinct green color. Yeah, so I think that was in Taiwan. So you guys could help me in terms of, oh, yeah, Arsenio, yep, that's it. That's it. And it's all about, like, conditions. Like, I heard flight attendants had to work this many hours and the pilots had to fly this many hours with no sleep. Man, I'm telling you. So totally understand that. So here we go. Let's go into the political instabilities.
Meeting two.
Okay, we've weighed up the various pros and cons. Now it's time to reach a decision and stick to it. Our latest information is that the political situation in Somalia is worsening. In fact, it may only be a matter of days before the country is plunged into civil war.
Okay.
The proposal is that we should pull our people out of there immediately.
Now, wait a minute, Richard. I don't want us rushing into anything. This whole issue requires long and careful consideration.
Oh, it doesn't?
This is our biggest production plant in North Africa, and we're talking about closing it down here.
I'm well aware of that, Hans, but I take it we're all in agreement that our first priority is to safeguard the well-being of our personnel.
Thanks.
Of course.
Well then, I don't see we have any option but to give this proposal our full backing.
Are we overlooking something here? I mean, it's all very well talking about flying our management team home and closing the plant, but what about our factory workers? They'll all be out of a job.
I'm afraid our responsibility to local workers is different, Andrea. When it comes to the crunch, we have to look after our European staff first.
Oh, y'all know how I feel about that. Now, if you don't, when he was talking to me about this, it reminded me of what happened in, if I'm not mistaken, Kemba. This was near Maputo, Mozambique. I think this happened probably within the last 2 to 3 years. And it was over an oil company, such as something like this. They were in there and they were extracting a lot of oil. And then obviously the Islamic State, whatever they call themselves, those bastards, they ended up just running, going straight into the town and taking it over. And they surrounded the hotel. It was horrendous. You know, they had 15 cars that, you know, they got all the hotel guests in them, and then they drove out of the city as much as they can. I think only 4 showed up. So that means 11 of them did not show up. And so these types of situations are very dangerous. So yes, number one, you got to get the European staff out of there. But I'm sorry, I don't support that bullshit. Like that right there, if you have local workers supporting your bullshit ass company, but then when everything falls flat and then they could end up dying, all you care about And I hate to say this, but all that matters are the white lives. And I'm not saying black lives. I don't give a shit about any of that. I'm just saying, you pull your European out, but the other people die. That's un-fucking acceptable. And so this is what these big companies do. And I hate to make it so controversial, but all they care about is they folks. And it doesn't matter what color they are and stuff like that, but your sorry ass is in Somalia doing God knows what. Probably just extracting resources because it's very easy for you to bribe the government. And then all of a sudden, it's about to go into civil war. Okay, let's hurry up and close the plant and get our people back. For the workers that actually work for us and we paid them slave wages, fuck them. They'll die on their own blood. That right there is exactly why a lot of these big companies can kiss my ass. And let's go into this third one.
Meeting three.
Okay, you've all seen the results of the road tests. It looks like the 2-liter model has some kind of a steering problem, and we may have to authorize a total product recall while we conduct further tests.
Isn't that a bit drastic, Simon? I mean, it's only a slight steering problem, isn't it? And it doesn't seem to be affecting the smaller engined models.
Well, that's what we're here to discuss, Matt. With a safety issue like this, I don't think we should take any chances. But I'd like your input on this before committing us to any definite course of action. Laura?
I'm in two minds about it. I mean, I agree with you that the safety of our customers must come first. But if we take the whole series off the market, I dread to think what the newspapers will do with the story. At this stage, I think we should keep our options open. And these test results aren't conclusive, are they?
Well, no. But I don't think we can just sit on the fence here. In the long run, failing to act quickly could do us a lot of harm.
So what do you suggest?
Well, in the absence of more reliable data, I think I'm going to have to go with my gut instinct on this one. I'm just not prepared to put our customers' lives at risk.
Thank you. You know what's crazy, man? Oh, my God. I'm not blaming... Boy, how many times have companies, whatever company it is, put stuff out there, and for the sake of money, they put everyone's life at risk, and they're never held accountable. So, yeah, we need people like him who actually have that empathy within them, rather than having those money-centered, sorry-ass employees, or whatever you want to call themselves, in this particular meeting. Boy, I could tell you, man, who will lose a lot of faith in humanity with these audios. But nonetheless, my goodness, we're going to be diving into a lot of stuff. There's actually some really cool stuff in terms of what was said in here. Again, the lady said, I'm in two minds, you know, in regards to the situation, meaning she's kind of, well, yeah, in the fence, on the fence too. And there are a lot of these nice little phrases that you can get. Again, follow me on the Arsenio ZSL podcast, and I'll be sure to share them with you. And with that being said, the Arsenio ZSL podcast on Instagram. And with that being said, again, thank you so much for joining my podcast or joining my audio today. And oh my God, so many dark things. Let's talk about some good stuff coming up soon. But we got stress coming up. You know, we're going to be talking about stress and all that other stuff too. Boy, there is no escape. But hey, I'm going to be giving you actionable things that you could put into your life. So with that being said, thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, as always, over and out.